I'm Mike Snyder.
And I'm Bill Wills.
And it's Wills and Snyder each and every morning from 5 till 9. Bill, we got a lot every day, don't we?
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Thanks for checking out today's podcast each and every day. Make sure you follow us and download the show. If you hear us in the morning, miss an interview or something, Mike, this is a great way to catch it on the podcast and normally around weekday morning.
At your convenience, at your time, whether we're talking to Terry Pluto, Tom Hamilton, whoever it is. Of course, I'm always focused on that sports end, Bill.
News, sports, traffic, and weather on the 10s. Mornings, it's Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Now, enjoy today's show.
Rory O'Neill will join us here in about 10. More on this whole 5G thing with the airports and what the latest is on News Radio WTAM 1100. Interesting story. Scooter East, producer extraordinaire, coming up. A little trending with Daniel Radcliffe in the news.
Yes, Bill. Harry Potter and Weird Al. What will they have in common?
One's playing the other. I think I know which one. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Traffic and weather together on the 10s first. Pat Butler, are you excited Slipknot is coming to Cleveland?
Really? I have not
heard
that yet. No.
You got to get out more. Tickets go on sale Friday.
Oh, my. Is this...
Grammy Award-winning heavy metal rockers coming to Cleveland.
Coming up sooner. Is this a summer tour?
It's a summer tour.
Oh, okay.
They've sold 30 million albums worldwide. Excellent. You like them, right?
I've seen them before. Okay. Yes.
Tickets go on sale Friday.
Saw them at Blossom a handful of years ago.
What would you do without me with your information?
You know that one. You got me on that one. Next traffic update in 9 minutes at 520. Pat Butler, WTAM traffic on 1100 AM at 106.9.
A little wait to bleed here. You like that first thing in the morning?
That's a good way to wake up.
Did you get your taco, though, yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, you knew. I knew you'd do that.
You know what I did, though?
Is this going to take long?
Real quick, okay. I subscribed to the Taco Lover's deal.
What's that mean?
It's a great deal. I was resisting, but it's a great value. You get a taco a day for 30 days.
Whoa!
Really?
Yes, and it's very affordable.
Really?
Yes, and it's not just a plain old taco.
Do you need a password? Do I need a card? I'm tired of carrying this extra stuff.
You got to do it on the app.
Is there an app?
You got to do it on the app.
Okay. Right.
And you know, you can get a Supreme. You can get a Doritos.
Well, look out! This has been very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're
Pat,
in the taco
do you have
club.
Stock in Taco Bell?
So yesterday was a special Taco Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So you're now a member of the Taco Club.
Yes.
I'm happy for you. All right. Can I do the weather?
Please, carry on.
Thank you. Cleveland 3 News meteorologist Holly Strano says warm it up a little bit. 40 today. Rain or snow shower possible, though. They're going to get cold again. We're going to stay around 20 tomorrow. 35, it's your severe weather station.
We enter 2022, the year of the tiger.
Tap in to your inner tiger.
Cavaliers in Chicago taking on the Bulls tonight. Preview of Mike Snyder coming up. Trending first, Wills and Snyder Facebook, willsnyder.com. Scooter uncovering that they're going to portray Weird Al in a movie?
It's called Weird, the Weird Al Yankovic story. It's a biopic for Roku. Daniel Harry Potter Radcliffe is going to star and play Weird Al.
Well, he's going to have to grow his hair out first.
Unless they give him extensions, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, they could do
and
that.
It's on Roku?
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's going to be called the Weird Al Yankovic story.
Correct.
It's written by Weird Al.
Yes.
And it's a journey through his life, his career. From a gifted childhood prodigy to one of the greatest musical legends of all time. That's what it says here.
That's what it says.
He wrote that.
I can tell he wrote it.
Exactly. You have no idea
he's
how big I am.
He's got some good stuff.
Yeah, he's very creative, but I don't know about...
Amish Paradise is great.
I'm not sure about one of the greatest musical legends of all time, but, you know, hey, it's all in the marketing. Come on now, you know? So,
I remember is he related to Frank?
Frankie Yankovic?
No, I don't.
I don't. Is he? I always wondered that. I got to look that up.
I think you should look that up.
What were you remembering?
I remember maybe the Star Trek parody to maybe Vader someday later, but he's just a small fry.
Look that
My
one up.
My kids like that one.
I like that one. I got to remember that.
So you can see that story.
Another one rides the bus. That
Wilson
was a good one.
Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. Well, after all, he is one of the greatest musical legends.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
We could go on for a while.
Like a surgeon from Madonna.
Right, like a surgeon. You know, maybe he is one of the greatest.
Maybe he is. We remember him all.
You can name more of his songs than Elvis Presley songs.
Yeah, I can.
That's pretty good.
Honestly,
right.
I can. Weird Al.
WilsonCenter Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. You can see it. Scoot, thanks much.
You're welcome.
A couple of international carriers have canceled flights today, worried about this whole 5G thing. And whether or not it's going to mess with the cockpit, with air travel. Rory O'Neill will join me in 5. We'll talk more about it. Sports Now, Mike Snyder's in. Good test tonight for the Cavs, right?
Yeah, Cavaliers taking on a Bulls team. The Bulls won't be full strength, though. They're without Zach LaVine, but the Cavs won't have Rajon Rondo or Lamar Stevens. Cavs take a five-game win streak into Chicago. The Bulls lead the conference. Cavs are 27-18 and only a game and a half behind the Bulls, who are 27-15. And Jared Allen says this about his team.
It's truly exciting, mainly because it's not like, oh, we're beating one good team here, then we're getting blown out the next game. You know, it's not like this is a fluke, I would say at this point. We're going in, we're playing teams at a high level. It's no moral victories for us. It's not like we're losing games where we should be winning.
Well, he should be an all-star. We'll hear from him next update about the all-star voting and if he's paying attention to that. Cavs and Bulls with an 8 o'clock tip tonight. And, yeah, this is no fluke. This is a developing team. Yeah, it's kind of hard to gauge everything. Some of the wins have been against teams that haven't been full strength. But the Cavs, early in the season particularly, were missing key players. And it's kind of like been that the way it's been around the NBA, dealing with COVID and so forth. 8 o'clock tip tonight. Cavaliers and the Bulls, will have it for you right here and free on the iHeartRadio app. College ball last night, Ohio State an easy winner over Indiana Purdue, 83-37. Browns defensive tackle Malik McDowell faces charges of public exposure, battery on a law enforcement officer, and obstruction of justice. McDowell was arrested in Florida yesterday. He has had a troubled past. The Browns actually gave him another chance this year, and he played pretty well. The team says it is gathering more information on what exactly happened. Today is the day that Baker Mayfield will undergo surgery on his injured shoulder. It has been said that Baker should be fine and ready to go for the off-season workouts that will begin this spring. In Pittsburgh, the Steelers, Mike Tomlin says the team is assuming Ben Roethlisberger will retire, and now the team is going into search mode for a quarterback.
I'm excited about that challenge. Those of us that are competitors are, you know, it's a challenge, man. It makes you uneasy.
I would think he's a little uneasy because he's always had Roethlisberger since he became their head coach, and now you look over and there's Mason Rudolph there right now. So it will be interesting to see how the Steelers play it. Can they sign a free agent or do they go into the draft? Although this year's draft class is not considered to be one very strong at the quarterback position. Home of the Cavs and the Guardians, Mike Snyder, WTAM Sports.
Keep on trucking with Valley Ford Truck.
Exergen would like you to know about.
Let's talk more about 5G. Concern from the airline industry. Here's the head of Alaska Air, plus a pilot.
The FAA has to go airport by airport, runway by runway, and do an analysis to clear these runways at airports so that we can safely fly.
The bottom line is we've got to get this done safely. And right now, every indication is it's not been tested, and it is not safe for a full rollout.
Our Rory O'Neill with me this morning on this. We've been hearing about this for a while. They've slowed the rollout, I guess, near airports because of the concern.
Right. Good morning, Bill. Essentially, they won't go up to full power from Verizon and AT&T closest to the airports. That's one concession that the telephone networks have made as this rollout starts to begin. You know, 40 other countries have already put in their 5G service without any problems. France, I think, is the only country that modified its rollout around airports because of this concern. And mainly it's about the altimeters in Boeing's 777s. There's still more testing to be done, though, to figure out if it really is an issue.
Yeah, Boeing, who's made the plane, says, look, you gotta, this may not work the way you want it to work. It may bother us. Now, anybody that's flown over the years, you know they want you to have your cell phone off because they're concerned about your phone, let alone the towers near these airports now.
Right, and the issue in particular is the altimeter on these planes, especially when it comes to bad weather. The pilots in the cockpit have to rely specifically on the instruments to help them land. They don't necessarily have a good line of view using eyesight. So when they rely on these gauges, they need them to be accurate.
United Arab Emirates Airlines had to make a decision. They halted a flight to Chicago, one to Newark and San Francisco overnight. Japan Airlines also says they're holding routes this morning on planes that were 777 jets scheduled for the U.S. mainland later today, all because Boeing had a concern. So it is affecting some travelers around the world this morning. All right, Rory
and
O'Neill.
Cargo planes, too.
Yeah, cargo stuff, you're right. Rory O'Neill on it this morning. Rory, thanks much. 524. A couple other stories that'll play out today. President Biden and his approval numbers, with the 1 year under his belt, numbers for the president, first year in office, out of 13 polls, averaging the 13, just under 49% approval, was as high as 57% until the August troop withdrawal from Afghanistan did not go well. In comparison, only his predecessor, former President Trump, had a lower score of 38% after his first year. So Biden's second to Trump as far as overall approval when you average out the 13 polls. President Biden will hold his first formal news conference of the year this afternoon after facing months of criticism about the lack of media access. It'll be the president's first solo press conference at the White House since March of last year, his first since November, when he traveled to Glasgow for the United Nations Climate Summit. The president also faced reporters the day before he's due to mark the one-year anniversary after a bruising week with politics and when he's been having trouble with the Senate and getting certain pieces of legislation passed and the Supreme Court ruling against him on the vaccine. President Biden will field questions from reporters on his own, which should be interesting. 4 o'clock today, that is scheduled for President Biden and his press conference from the White House. We will see how he performs and answers questions. Also in the news, White House taking more action to help people fight the COVID surge. Some 400 million N95 masks, and these are the ones we're supposed to be using now. We're not supposed to be using those cloth masks, right? The N95 masks, they're the higher quality masks, supposedly offering more protection against the variant. They're being pulled, they say, from the national stockpile, be shipped to pharmacies in the next couple of days. So you should see more. And because of COVID, the Grammys are now pushed back. COVID crisis delaying another award show again. The Grammys were first set to air in less than 2 weeks, then got pushed to March. Now the Grammys will happen April 3rd, but not in Los Angeles. They're being moved to Vegas for the first time. New date is also when CBS planned to air the CMT Awards, which will now happen later in the month. The Golden Globes recently also held their awards, but without any hosts, presenters, or audience. Just kind of tweeted out the winners. Now, the Grammys were going to be in Los Angeles, which, of course, is also the site of the Super Bowl, and there's even more concern about the possibility of the NFL moving that game because of the surge with the variant in Southern California. Concern out there. We'll see. All right, 527 News Radio, WTAM 1100. Setting up to be a busy news day. Rob Bailey's following stories for you this morning. More coming up in about 3 minutes. And thank you for being there. Now, check back with us, too. Top, bottom of the hour, especially throughout the day for what's going on. News Radio, WTAM 1100, FM 106.9. Of course, free on the iHeartRadio app. You're already at your computer streaming us there this morning, too. Thank you. Appreciate it. This is Bill Wills. Good morning.
Resolution to be more productive with the Before Breakfast podcast in each bite-sized daily episode.
WTAM 1100. Trust in the government. We know what's going on in this country, of course. Got the January 6th committee and all that stuff. Looking into that, bringing Michael Bauer this morning. Reuters had an interesting post of a story a couple days ago about around the world how people feel and trust when it comes to their governments. Interesting stuff. And Michael, what'd they find?
Well, they have found through this 2022 Edelman's Trust Barometer that trust in government is collapsing, especially in democracies, according to this new global survey. That report says that when you're looking at a majority of people, and by the way, you're looking at the total of about 28 countries, 35,000 respondents, the majority of the people believe that journalists, to the tune of 67%, government leaders, to the tune of 66%, and business executives, to the tune of 63%, are all purposely trying to mislead people by saying things that they know are false or are gross exaggerations, and that has people who live in democracies quickly losing trust in those democracies. Here's one of the scary parts of this bill, is that they say, in the meantime, trust in authoritarian regimes like China, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, for example, is increasing among people who live under them. So a trust in democratic institutions are waning, and there's also growing doubts about capitalism. And some historians are pointing to Vladimir Putin saying this is a big win for him. This is something he has been working on for the better part of the last 16-plus years, starting in 2007 when the Russians attacked former Soviet satellites like Estonia, Georgia, Ukraine, who were taking on Western democracies. And then, because of the success there, branched out to Western nations like the U.S. and Germany, U.S. intelligence officials and cyber experts say the strategy pairs up cyber attacks with online propaganda. And you can see that play out in places like Germany, where there was a story back in 2016, a fake story put together by Russia about a 13-year-old Russian-German girl named Lisa who was kidnapped and raped by Arab migrants in Berlin. It never happened. There was never a story like that. But Russia used social media to peddle up conspiracy theories about how this was a cover-up perpetrated by the German government. They began reporting on it in Russia like it was a legitimate story, putting it on social media throughout Germany. It began to have people protesting in Germany. It brought up questions over whether or not German police were incompetent on any level. It really came to a level where at the end of that year, people were questioning whether people in office in Germany were supposed to be there. It was a gradual erosion of the public's faith in the German justice system. And intel officials are saying that's been happening around the world since at least 2007.
Yeah, literally, you look at the analytics, because as you say, you can lay the map over with these countries that have had the information attacks, if you will. I'm not sure I believe the numbers about how great China feels about their government. We'll set that aside for just a minute. But no doubt that I think all of us have some doubt in the institutions, if you will, that are part of government.
Yes, most definitely. And you're seeing that mirrored now. But the thing is, it's happening on a global level, and that's where the questions about whether there's interference from somebody like Russia is coming into play.
Interesting story. Michael Bauer on it this morning. Michael, thanks much.
You got it. Stay safe, Bill.
Falls Motor City. The deal is for real.
Lease the 2022 Jeep Compass.
Last year. Later at 7:20, career business insider Greg Stebbin on the Great Resignation, which continues around the country. Speaking of which, Mindy and I were out late yesterday, early evening, went out to dinner, and walked into the restaurant, and I took I'll post this picture. On the door it says, we are, let me get this right, here's what it says, we are short-staffed right now and cannot find employees. Please be respectful to the ones who actually show up today. Signed, the management.
Wow.
Now, there's a new one for you.
There you go.
So, yeah. Greg Stebbin at 7:20 on More of the Great Resignation. Scooter Reese, producer extraordinaire, alongside Wilson Center, Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. Snipes, you like hot sauce?
I do.
Yeah, when we've gone out to breakfast or something, Scooter's always eggs, and don't forget the hot sauce, right?
Oh, got to put Frank's Red Hot on my eggs. Or on,
and that's
whatever.
The most popular one?
Well, across the country, the way the majority of the states have got it, they've got it as Hoi Fung Sriracha.
Okay.
Now, I've had that before, and it's good. It's really
pretty
good.
Pretty hot.
A bulk of the United States has it, but then one state's got Village Hot Sauce, another one's got Bueno. Texas Pete is in South Carolina and North Carolina, and then in our area with Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, going into Massachusetts, Michigan, Frank's Red Hot.
Is so the, Red Hot, yeah. The map shows the country, like voting or something.
Right, and you'll see it out there. And I've had it both. Sriracha, the Hoi Fung Sriracha is great.
I don't put it on everything, but occasionally I like to just add a little bit.
You put that on everything?
No, I don't.
In commercial?
Oh, I do. Oh, Frank's Red Hot Extra Hot.
Extra
Hot.
You
got to get the extra hot.
Extra hot.
But the hottest I've ever had was down in New Orleans. I bought it in like a hot sauce shop.
Yeah, really?
It was like a Darth Vader.
Really?
And as soon as I put it in my mouth,
it was hot.
It just tore you apart.
See, I don't know why you do that, because then you lose all the flavor,
Wilson Snyder Facebook, it's up there.
Gotta be tough. Gotta try it out. See,
shout
what happens.
Out to Dave on our Facebook page. We were working in the studio yesterday, and I took a little quick video of our parking lot looks like so many around here with the snow all stacked up. So anyway, I posted that video, and then Dave posted, Scooter, the over-under, the melt date is April 3rd. Because I threw out the question, when do you think this stuff's going to be melted?
Right.
Or going to melt, and April 3rd is
April
what Dave
3rd,
thought.
Wow.
Ooh, that was at, right around yesterday on the errands at a Walmart, and same thing with the stack of snow.
The mound.
But there were shopping carts in the mound. It's like the snow plows just rolled them right up with the snow, and the carts are like 12 feet up in the air in the snow. Yeah. Anyway, you can check out that video and more on the hot sauce, too. Wilson Center Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. Scoot, thanks, Mike. 627 News Radio, WTAM 1100. Good morning. This is Bill Wills. Entertainment news, names, notes trending this morning, just so you know. Here's Jason Nathanson.
Cause of death release for legendary actor Sidney Poitier. The death certificate from Los Angeles County shows the 94-year-old died of heart failure, with prostate cancer and Alzheimer's dementia as contributing factors. Poitier died at his home in Beverly Hills on January 6th. Louis Anderson, the iconic stand-up comic and Emmy winner for the FX series Baskets.
I don't take orders from you anymore, Chip. I'm out of the rodeo.
Is in a Las Vegas hospital undergoing treatment for blood cancer. The 68-year-old's rep says in a statement that Anderson was diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma, the potentially curable version of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Anderson is said to be resting comfortably. The game is over for Ellen's Game of Games.
We will play until someone gets 3 points or one of you is nauseous, whichever comes first.
NBC has canceled the show, which is currently in its fourth and last season. And the CBS drama Bull will end with the current sixth season. And happy birthday to country music superstar and amusement park mogul Dolly Parton, turning 76 today. Jason Nathans in ABC News. Hollywood.
Thanks for listening to Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. If you miss an interview, find it later on the Wills and Snyder Daily Podcast on WTAM.com or on our iHeartRadio app.
Here you come again. Just when I've begun to get myself together.
What's percolating on the grounds of Nissan and North Olmsted? An I-90 Nissan. Woo, are you kidding me? Deal so good.
Bill Wills. Something you can tell somebody today.
Three things. Is it possible the next big untapped gaming market is monkeys? In Japan, monkeys have been taught how to operate crane games, machines where they can move the claw around trying to pick up a prize. And like we try and do at the restaurants and that sort of thing. The crane game filled with tasty raisins, placed inside a zoo there, a park. And it looks like the monkeys are taking about 15, 20 minutes to figure it out. And they're able to do it. There's some video if you Google it online. A robot skeleton? Technology out this week, inspired by the way actual bones grow and develop with bits of soft tissue that harden into bone, like with a baby's skull. Same principles apply, they say, to microbots, which begin as a soft gel before hardening into the shape that's needed for the bone. The bots could be used, they say, to treat complex fractures by injecting them with a syringe and letting the material harden into artificial bone. And thinking about a Peloton? Well, the price is going up. Come January 31st, you know, the Peloton at bike where they're screaming at you while you're riding the thing? Peloton says they're going to be raising prices. They were in the news a lot last year with Sex and the City. Going to go up an additional $250 tacked on for delivery and setup of the bike. The total average cost of one of those Peloton bikes, $1,745. Then you pay monthly, and you got some guy screaming at you. You know, when you're paying them.
Give your heart some love with circulation-boosting bioactives proven to improve blood flow for better.
On News Radio, WTAM 1100. John Matarese over at News 5 joins me this morning on what we're all seeing, and that's reduced hours at stores, people having staffing issues, not just the weather this week, but the underlying problem with this Omicron and the virus. John, so many people just having trouble staffing, aren't they?
Yeah, big trouble staffing stores right now, Bill, because so many of their workers are calling in sick. And then you've got the truckers and the warehouse workers, the people who stock the shelves overnight. They're all, you know, coming down with Omicron. And in many cases, you know this, it's just a minor cold.
Right.
But still, if you have it, you can't be there working the checkout line in the grocery store with your nose running and coughing.
Exactly. You know, yeah, the customer doesn't want to see that. Yeah, right.
The customer's like, get out of here. Right. So grocery stores, drug stores are having a terrible time right now with the staffing. And as a result, a lot of them are reducing their hours. If you've been to a CVS or Walgreens lately, some of them have said, you know, pharmacy's closing at 4 p.m. You get there after work, the pharmacy's closed because they don't have enough staff. Now, with grocery stores, we looked around. We pretty much can't find any more 24-hour grocery stores. Walmart, about a year ago, stopped doing 24-hour stores because the only workers they have at night, they want to restock the shelves.
Right.
You can't go into a Walmart at 2 a.m. That's a corporate decision. Giant Eagle cut back a little longer than a year ago, early in the pandemic, as you probably know, till 10 p.m. at most stores. So they're not open until midnight or 2 a.m. So there's just a lot of stores have been shrinking the hours, opening up a little bit later, maybe not at 5 or 6 a.m. They bumped the starting time to 7 or 8. Macy's is not opening a lot of its stores till 11 a.m. right now. I mean, that's late in the morning. You can't go before work. So, you know, if you're heading out to the store, Bill, you might want to check the hours if you're going to go in an odd time. You know, a lot of people work second, third shift.
Sure.
They like to run and grab some groceries at 11:30 at night. It's getting very difficult to do that.
Staffing issues, we're seeing it everywhere we go as far as commerce right now. John Matarese on the story over News 5. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook as well. John Matarese. Thanks, John.
Great talking to you, Bill. Have a good week.
Two other notes out of the virus. Here's a sad one. Out of Hong Kong, they're going to put down 2,000 hamsters and other small animals concerned because they could transmit COVID-19 to humans. Decision made there after a pet store employee tested positive for the Delta variant on Monday. Several hamsters at the same store, they say, tested positive at the time. And supply chain. We could have another round of problems. There's a lockdown in a big part of China. China is responsible for about a third of the world's production of manufacturing. I mean, you name it, it's obviously in China. Story this morning of Bloomberg says a new round of COVID-19 lockdowns in China could make another round of problems with the global supply chain. We got that going for us. 6:55.
I'm Stephen Rennell, the host of the Meat Eater podcast and the Netflix original series Meat Eater. As a hunter and wildlife enthusiast.
And now, 5 good minutes.
The Great Resignation, it is being called. Career Business Insider Greg Stebbin. Maybe you have participated or you are seeing its effects in line for a coffee or just trying to get somebody on the phone someplace in a company. Greg, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
I tweeted a picture into a restaurant yesterday, and the front door had the sign, "We are short-staffed right now and cannot find employees. Please be respectful to the ones who actually showed up today." Signed management. Now, I felt bad that people are, you know, when you're actually working at a service job, that people are being rude to you because at least you showed up to work, you know?
Yeah, it is clearly a misdirected form of anger. You know, the one who's there is the one you should be most appreciative to, not the ones who didn't show up. And there's an article over at Inc.com. The headline is, "These are the top 5 reasons people are quitting during the Great Resignation." And then in parentheses, hint, none of them is pay. So they found, and this was a very well-researched study, in the study they found that the top 5 reasons people are quitting, or in the case of this restaurant, not even showing up, it's not about money. It's about 5 other things that are really worth talking about.
Let's go through the 5, and especially if you're managing people, pay attention, because these are things that are concerning people. You know, you mentioned pay, and I've said this a couple times. Before the pandemic, one of the big political stories was, we got to raise the minimum wage. You never hear that anymore from politicians. Because they know, they're hearing from their constituents, they can't find people to work even when you're paying $15-$20 for some of these jobs. Anyway.
Well, right. And that's what's interesting is, if you're a manager or a business owner and you think that the solution is raising what you should pay people, and that is happening with a lot of businesses. And frankly, I kind of joked maybe about a year ago that the government didn't have to raise the minimum wage. Amazon was going to do it for them.
Yeah.
And that is essentially what's happening. But if you think that you have a toxic work environment, for instance, and raising wages for your employees is going to fix it, you're going to be sadly mistaken. You're going to raise wages and people are still going to leave, because that was the number one reason people are leaving. And I think your restaurant example is a perfect example of that. If going to work every day means you're harassed by the customers, whether
right.
it's a restaurant or a retail or something else,
right.
and there's all these other jobs available, are you going to go back to the job where you're miserable because people treat you terribly, or are you going to go find another job where maybe you don't have to deal with the public? So you can just do your job and get the same amount of pay in your paycheck every week.
I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Inc.com did the research. Greg Stebbin, our Career Business Insider, going through the 5. Again, these are 5 reasons people are saying, yeah, we're doing the Great Resignation. So toxic culture, that makes sense. Okay, job insecurity and reorganization. You know, we want to feel secure our company is around and all, and reorganization is all. That's always a concern, though, right?
Well, of course it is. Working at a company where either management is constantly shuffling things around, or you're just worried that the company does not have longevity and you're going to be out on the street. Well, again, if you're at a time where you can go anywhere and get a job, why would you go to a place where there's a lot of uncertainty? You know, we always hear that uncertainty is bad for small business. Well, it's bad for people too. So if you have a choice between, I got this job, it's nice and secure, and every day I'm going to show up and the company going to be thriving and they're going to keep paying me, or I'm going to show up and wonder if they're going to fire me or lay me off next week, if you're a smart person, you're going to pick the place that's secure, not insecure. And so that is the number 2 reason people are leaving their jobs: job insecurity and reorganization. So if you're a manager or an owner, you have to think about that. I have to create a stable environment to attract the best people.
Number 3 on the list, you mentioned this is a bit of a real surprise. People leave more often when there are high levels of innovation.
Yeah, this was a shocker to me. I thought people would stay because there were high levels of innovation and leave when there were low levels of innovation. And one of the things the study found is while people like innovation, at some point it burns them out. So again, if you're a manager or an owner and you're constantly trying new things or implementing new pieces of software or just, you know, things are always changing in the environment, you may like it and it may have a positive impact on the bottom line from the innovation point of view. You better take into consideration that it may have a completely opposite impact on the bottom line when your people start leaving. Why? Because it burns them out. It kind of goes with job security and lack of reorganization. People want certainty when they go to work, and innovation is the exact opposite of certainty. It's constant change. So if you love change for the sake of change, people often laugh that entrepreneurs are always chasing the next shiny new thing.
Right.
If you're an owner or a manager, you better knock that off right now because you may end up losing your people thinking they like it, and they may like it until they burn out. And when they burn out, they walk out the door.
Career Business Insider Greg Stebb. And the piece we're talking about is at Inc.com, a survey research of the top five reasons people are participating in the great resignation around the country. All right, the final two here, a failure to recognize performance. This is even more of a challenge in this whole Zoom world. When's the last time you actually saw your boss, you know?
It is challenging, and it's worth the investment, my managers and owners. When people do a great job, you need to let them know. And it's not surprising that if I'm killing it for my company and they never give me recognition or they never give my team recognition, or even I see other people killing it and they don't get recognition, it doesn't have to be about me. It's no surprise that I would go somewhere else where the culture is one that makes me feel good and feel pride for the work I'm doing every day. I'm going to walk out and go to the place where at the end of the day, I walk out of the doors feeling great. And so if you just think people should do their job because they get paid and they don't need recognition, good luck finding people and keeping people to work for you, because that's what this study showed. People want to be recognized, and you need to figure that out.
And the last one, it may surprise you, the fifth reason that people listed was the response to COVID-19. I mean, all these might be tied into that, but as far as just the way your company's handling COVID, that's a concern as well.
Well, right, and this is really interesting, too, because this can go both ways.
Yeah.
There's people who want a highly regulated environment, and if they don't get it, they're going to leave because they're concerned about their health and their safety, right? There's other people who think it's nothing and don't want to be in a highly regulated environment. So this one kind of sums the whole thing up. You want to find people who work well in your culture and provide that culture in many ways so you attract them and they stay. And you've got to look at the people around you and say, do I want people who value the COVID safety credo, or do I want people who are independent? And you better figure out which culture is going to work best for your business and the people you want to attract, and then build a culture that supports that.
Good topic. Good take. The article is at Inc.com. If you want to Google it, five top reasons people are quitting during the Great Resignation. Career Business Insider Greg Stebbin, a great follow on Twitter, at Greg Stebbin. Good stuff as always. Thanks much.
It's great to be here.
Home of the Cavaliers and Guardians. This is News Radio WTAM 1100.
5488. Call now, or a loved one of yours. You know somebody that's got a situation like this. Scooter Reese, producer extraordinaire, along said, you ever heard of a group called Slipknot?
Sure.
Grammy Award winning the heavy metal band. They're coming to Cleveland April 4th. Have you ever seen them in concert?
No.
Pat Butler's a big fan. Tickets go on sale on Friday. Slipknot has sold Mike Snyder more than 30 million albums worldwide.
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about them to what you're telling me.
This is one of their slower songs called Goodbye. There's a... Butler, are you there? Are you busy now? No, he's doing something else. When I Googled him, why has the guy got a mask on? The one guy's wearing a mask over here.
COVID?
No, I think it's a part of the act. If you Google him, Slipknot, the guy's got kind of scary to look.
Wow.
Let me bring this up on the Carmen Angelo
computer. Let's see this guy that's talking
here,
about.
Look at this, Scoot. Look at this guy.
I see him. He's got the skeleton.
He's got the
He's like screen. Is it like screen?
That's scary looking.
Yeah.
I'm not gosh. Anyway, if you're a fan of Slipknot, sorry. I mean,
when are they going to be there?
Everybody gets something different. April 4th.
April 4th.
At your place, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Nice.
And tickets go on sale Friday, so there you go.
Cavs will be, you might be down there, Mike.
No,
you
no, the Cavs are off that day. I got the schedule here.
Why is the guy in a mask?
Part of the act.
There you go.
Okay.
Part of the act.
Sorry. I knew I'd heard of him.
I can't be sure if he always wears a mask. Butler would probably know better. I mean, I've heard of the band. I know.
It looks like a Batman character, like the Joker or something like that.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Skeletor.
Slipknot.
Right, He-Man. Remember He-Man?
Maybe we'll have tickets.
Skeletor.
Well, maybe we have some tickets. We could all go.
Oh, we're going to have tickets, I'm sure.
You guys have fun.
We'll have some tickets.
But if you got something for Chick-fil-A, I'm all in.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll go. If Mike gets me into the tunnel down there, by the Cavs broadcast.
The guy in the mask?
You can see them coming down the hall,
man. Are they all in a mask?
I don't know.
Hey. I think we would.
Which one are you, a slip?
Yeah. Now? Are you the slip or the knot? I don't know. All right, you got some Chick-fil-A. Here's another Slipknot song. This is All Out of Life. Hey, Butler, you've seen this group, right?
Yes, I have.
I mean, I knew they were. I didn't know they were this big. I'm sorry. Grammy Award winning the heavy metal group Slipknot. They're coming to Rock and Mortgage Field. It's April 4th, by the way. You were wondering about
very good.
Tickets
okay.
go on sale Friday.
Okay.
So Monday night.
I think I'm free.
Do they all wear a mask?
Yes, that's really? That's their gimmick.
They're
like scary clowns, kind of.
Ah,
okay, scary clowns.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite, or are they all the same?
The guy on the left.
I get them all confused because you can't keep them straight because they all have masks on. Okay.
Play the song Duality.
That's a good one.
Michael know that one too.
It starts out soft and then it kicks in real hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Duality, Bill. That's the one you want.
We're all going, right?
Yeah,
we're all going to be there.
Pat, would we stand out if we all went, the four of us?
No, we would blend right in.
We would blend in?
Yeah, Snipes walks in with that blue blazer and the khaki pants he wears all the time.
I assume we would all be wearing masks, too, right?
Well, maybe.
This is the one you like?
Yeah, this is Duality's good tune. I've heard this. MMS plays this.
Yeah, we're getting requests now. Somebody wants to hear Psychosocial.
We have that in the vault.
I got this out of the Alan Cox file.
Is this Duality?
This is Duality.
Okay.
All right. MMS. Alan Cox Show. Call now. All right. I've heard enough.
Yeah. Well, they're an interesting band. They do something very unique.
The mask thing throws me off.
Well, there you go.
They're like a whole ensemble. They've got extra percussion and turntables and, the whole thing.
All right. Cool. By the way, I had lunch with Alan, but we met before Christmas. Had a little lunch with Mr. Cox, the afternoon guy with MMS. Had a great time.
Good guy.
Part of the iHeart family.
Yes, maybe Alan's a great guy.
Maybe he'll play some Slipknot this afternoon.
Yes.
If he gets done, he might take us to give away.
I think
to go see him, Bob.
I think we should all go.
If you can get us six seats, like near the door,
yes,
where I can
near
leave.
The door,
yes.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Six seats near the door.
Traffic and weather together.
Come on, we can broaden our horizons. We'll all go.
All right, one more time.
Do we have a company suite?
No, not anymore. Because Brenda will want to go.
Not Brenda.
You don't think Brenda
will
stay in the car?
No.
But if the tickets are near the door, he may want to go. You want to go hear this in person? The guy's in a mask. I can't tell which one
That's kind of curious about that. It's intriguing.
Traffic and weather, when we get to it, here's Paintball.
Try singing through a mask. That's not easy.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
We're doing everything through a mask nowadays.
Yes.
Drive?
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if a medical mistake caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Some things clearing up right now. Looks like the broken down on the inbound East Shoreway before Eddy Road is gone. There's still an accident on the Shoreway on the Route 2 East ramp to 90 East between the Muni lot and the East Shoreway. New accident reported 90 East by East 9th on the Interbelt, and there's a crash 480 East on the Valley View Bridge that slows you down at the Jennings. This report brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. No family should lose someone they love to COVID because vaccines prevent more than 9 out of 10 COVID deaths. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Next traffic update in 6 minutes at 8 a.m. Pat Butler, WTAM traffic on 1100 a.m. on 106.9 FM.
Up to 40, maybe a passing shower or flurry, then getting colder again tonight. Back into the teens, will stay around 20 tomorrow. 36 in your severe weather state. Would you go?
I would not, but I'm going to be babysitting for my brother-in-law because I emailed him that story this morning as soon as I got in.
So he's going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Even if we have six near the door, you don't want to go?
Oh, he'll want to be up front.
All right. I don't know your brother-in-law. Okay.
He, mild-mannered, calm, cool, collected, except for when he's cleaning the garage. Got to have his Slipknot.
All right. I mean, I've heard him. I just didn't know. I didn't see him before. The mask thing. That's still...
Hey, Bill, we got a text here. I listen to you guys every morning and Slipknot every night.
There you go.
There you go.
That's all you need.
So I think we should, go.
Let's get work on the 8 o'clock report first, one thing at a time. Rob Bailey with a preview. What's going on?
Thanks, Bill. Well, a lot of folks are still unhappy that their streets haven't been cleared for Monday's snowstorm. Citing road conditions, classes in Cleveland Metro and Akron schools have been canceled again today. Six people under arrest in connection with a murder Monday at an employee housing facility for Kalahari Resort. And he brought them Christmas presents. Now kids from a Northeast Ohio Boys and Girls Club are sending get-well wishes to Baker Mayfield.
Think you can handle another iHeartRadio True Crime Week? With thousands of true crime podcasts to choose from, finding your next...
Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. With reports from Fox News throughout the morning on WTAN 1100.
Something as important as voting rights... If Senate Republicans are going to oppose it, they should not be allowed to sit in their office. They got to come down on the floor and defend their opposition.
Senator Schumer on the floor of the Senate. They're still trying to work on this whole filibuster thing. Let's go to the White House, bring in Karen Travers. Big story today is President Biden going to be out 4 o'clock for a big presser, a formal affair. Hey, Karen, I appreciate your time. I was looking back and forth, a couple of these reports in the last day or two. The word priority, it seems like the president's priorities change almost every day from his spokesperson. Is that something you're following? You notice that?
Well, this White House will say that no, it hasn't. That, of course, the top priority since coming in has been getting the pandemic under control. And in terms of legislation, infrastructure, the COVID rescue plan last spring, and over the last couple of months, it's been the Build Back Better social spending plan. Voting rights kind of made this late surge in the end of 2021 when there was a big push on Capitol Hill to try and move forward on legislation that had been stalled. And the president jumped into that full force the last couple of days, really talking about this as a big thing that Democrats needed to do, even though it was all but certain to fail because of the numbers game in the Senate. So today, we're going to see the Senate move forward on this top priority of the president's, but it's all but certain to fail because Democrats don't have the votes with Republican support to get it passed, but they also don't have the votes among Democrats to change the rules. So, you know, I think the questions that we've been asking Jen Psaki and certainly the president will get today is, how is this going to go forward? If it's still a top priority, but it can't get done in the Senate, what else can you do? Not all the great answers to that right now. We'll see how the president answers it later this afternoon at the White House.
Talk to me about that old political capital. They say, well, look, I mean, you can't turn your president down. Well, boy, a lot of people in his party keep saying, no, I can't do that, Joe. I'm sorry, I can't. Can't go along with you, right?
And it's a reality of such a tight margin in the Senate. You know, all the talk about coming in and trying to do big, sweeping change, big Democratic progressive priorities. Very difficult to do that when you have a 50-50 split in the Senate. Every single person, as the president has said it, every one of those senators, in effect, is the president. If you have a qualm with one line of a piece of legislation, well, people are going to pay attention to you because you could stop that legislation from moving forward. So that's what we're seeing with Joe Manchin, with Kyrsten Sinema. And on the next big issue, it could be somebody else. But that's how it's been so far on voting rights and on the Build Back Better spending plan. So the president today is going to, of course, focus on what's been done over the past year, a couple of things that they say were big priorities that they got done, like the infrastructure bill, like COVID, getting tests more readily out there. Today he's talking about free, high-quality masks that will be available to Americans. But I think a lot of the questions are going to be about the things that are not done and how do you get them done as the clock ticks down toward the midterms. Every day it gets more difficult to get big things done in Washington, and the social spending plan is still looming out there, and it's not clear how the president can move forward on that given where the numbers stand in the Senate.
And a formal setting for this presser, he's been a little shaky on these things in the past. They've been keeping him pretty protected. We'll see what plays out and as we watch and hear this afternoon. All right, Karen Travis at the White House, we'll preview this one. Karen, thanks much.
Have a great day. Thanks.
It's the president's first solo press conference at the White House since March of last year. First presser since November when he was over in Glasgow for that UN summit. 4 o'clock this afternoon at the White House. Should be interesting. A lot of questions. It's interesting speculation, too, on this whole filibuster thing. They keep talking about Manchin and Sinema, the two senators for Democrats that have been very public about, no, we're not going to vote to change it. Some speculation. There are other Democrats that feel the same way, but they don't have to come out and say it because they know Manchin and Sinema are going to take the hit, and they don't have to say much at all. So there could be some others that feel that way as well. 8:15 News Radio, WTAM 1100. Complete Cavaliers coverage. Preview of the Cavs and Bulls tonight. News Radio, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside John Michael Bow. Sports will call it on TV. Cavs update brought to you by Huntington. Earlier access to your pay or extra cash on standby. This is how Huntington reinvents banking. John, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Let me quote the whole tweet from Jim Jones this morning. Morning, faithful. The two biggest surprise teams midseason play tonight. Cavs, Bulls, so-called experts didn't see this coming. That's why we play the games. We're not waiting for our recognition. We're demanding it with our play on the floor. Well said, right?
Well, indeed. And these two teams are certainly making waves in the Eastern Conference. That should be a fun one. I mean, we know what the Cavs have been doing. They're riding a five-game winning streak, and what a beauty it was on Monday afternoon, the victory over the Brooklyn Nets to make it five in a row. There's just something special about this team. There really is. They're playing together, and they look to keep it rolling in Chicago here tonight against the Chicago team that's on top of the Eastern Conference. And the Cavs, they're almost there, guys. They're within two games. So, again, it has been a fun team to watch, and I can't wait for tonight.
John, it was great to see them close out that game the way they did with the defense and just the way they played. I noted that six different players scored down the stretch for the Cavaliers in that win over the Nets.
Mike, the balance on this team is part of what makes it special, I think. I mean, they had eight players scoring in double figures. I mean, you just don't see that around the league, and when you think about game planning against the Cavs, it makes it all that much more difficult. It seems to be somebody different every night. I mean, yes, Darius Garland and Jared Allen are both playing at an all-star level, but man, you know, there are other players chipping in each and every night. How about the rookie, Evan Mobley? I mean, he's been as advertised and more, the number three selection in the draft, the seven-footer out of Southern Cal. I mean, he's what makes it work for the Cavs on that defensive end. You know, you also mentioned defense when we talk about sustainability. This is a Cavs team that over the last four or five seasons had been bottom five, bottom six in terms of defensive rating. They're third right now, and that's what's making it go. You know, and you think about these games they're closing out down the stretch, it has been predominantly the defense that's been getting the job done. So, boy, it's a refreshing change, and it's why you know, you feel that this is going to be sustainable. I mean, we're past the halfway point of the season. They're playing great defense, spreading the ball around. And again, the team basketball that they've been playing has really been a fun brand of basketball to watch.
Yeah, held the Nets to 19 in that fourth quarter. Isaac Okoro, Lauri Markkanen, great work. Now, the take on a Bulls team tonight, you know, John, the Cavs have been going through. They're missing a couple of guys tonight. Bulls right now missing their top scorer, Zach LaVine. They still have DeRozan. I know Lonzo Ball's out, so they got a few guys out. But the Cavs, every obstacle they face, they just seem to deal with it. And then other teams are dealing with guys out as well.
Every single one. Like, you know, each and every night, doesn't matter if they're in a hostile environment, whether they're at home, their road record actually has been better than their home record, which again is saying something for a mostly young team. And yeah, I mean, the Cavs went through it a couple of weeks ago with players shuffling in and out of the lineup. And when you talk about the great start, the great first half for the Cavs, let's not forget they've lost for the season two of their top three guards in Colin Sexton and Ricky Rubio. You know, they're playing so well, you almost tend to forget that. And if you would have said at the beginning of the season, they would have lost two of their top three guards, you never would have thought that they would have a record like they have right now. So you're right, Mike. And they faced every challenge in front of them, regardless of the personnel they've had missing or the opposition has had missing. And it's just another one of those challenges here tonight.
Cavs, Bulls, both at 27 wins. One of them left 28 after the game tonight. John Michael, Bally Sports TV, 8 o'clock. We'll have it here on radio as well. Tim Alcorn, of course, and Jim Jones on the call, and Tim tomorrow morning, this time talking some Cavs. All right, John, thanks much, pal.
Yeah, always fun visiting, guys. Take care.
Take care, bud.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, is there a way to make payday faster? And good news, everyone.
Sports now, Mike Snyder.
All right, Bill, more sports. Cavaliers have won five in a row. The Bulls have been struggling. They've dropped four straight, and they're without Zach LaVine. We'll see if the Cavs can capitalize as they take on Chicago that still has DeMar DeRozan, and they've had a big year. In fact, they lead the conference. Cavs are game and a half back. Of course, the Cavs have two All-Star candidates in Darius Garland and Jared Allen. And Jared talked about Darius yesterday.
Once Ricky went down, we asked a lot of group of guys to step up, and Darius has done a great job taking on that role. And one of the things was putting us in the position to win, especially on the offense, you know, getting us in the right places. You can just tell how we play on the offensive end. The game is flowing easier for us when he's controlling it like that.
And Darius has been getting it done. The Cavs, again, will be without Rajon Rondo and Lamar Stevens. It's an 8 o'clock tip tonight. We'll have it for you right here and free on the iHeartRadio app. Also, the Cavs getting some more attention around the NBA. Their March 6th home game against the Raptors moved to a 7:30 start time so that ESPN can televise it nationally. Baker Mayfield will undergo shoulder surgery today to repair that torn labrum and his left shoulder. Via Instagram last night, Baker thanked fans for their prayers and support. He says he's excited to get it done and start the road to recovery, and says he'll keep us posted. The hope is they'll be ready for the off-season workouts that begin in the spring. Well, here we go again. ESPN's Mel Kiper in his first mock draft of the new year. He has the Browns taking Ohio State wide receiver Garrett Wilson with their pick at number 13. Mel, I hope you're right. I hope he's there. And I agree with that pick every step of the way. Garrett Wilson would look great here. Home of the Cavs and the Guardians, Mike Snyder, WTAM Sports.
Scooter Race Producer Extraordinaire alongside Trending This Morning, Wilson Snyder Facebook, WilsonSnyder.com. Mike, the story of Weird Al Yankovic needs to be told.
Yes, it does.
It needs to be told.
Yes.
And the Scooter, Daniel Radcliffe is going to star as Weird Al.
Harry Potter himself is going to play Weird Al.
The film will focus on the prolific career of the Grammy-winning musician and pop culture icon. Not Daniel.
Weird Al.
Weird Al.
The news release goes on to say,
written by Weird Al, one of the more important cultural musicians of legends of all time. A gifted child prodigy to one of the greatest musical legends of all time, Weird Al Yankovic. And you see the picture, you put them side by side, I can see a little resemblance.
Yeah, there is.
Daniel's got to get the hair growing or do the extensions or something.
I see it.
Wilson Center Facebook, WilsonCenter.com. Also, the most popular hot sauces around the country up there.
Check it out there. In our area, in the states surrounding us, it's Frank's Red Hot, and then kind of majority of the country, it's Sriracha.
Okay.
So you just check out, you'll see the map, but then you check out the story and check out the video, different things there. But Frank's Red Hot is in our area. Extra hot. I like it. Frank's Extra Hot.
Wills and Snyder Facebook, willsandsnyder.com. All right, you got your Cavs work tonight, right?
8 o'clock, yeah. We'll have the Cavs and Bulls right here. I'll be on the tip-off show at 7:30.
All tonight, WTAM 1100. All right, traffic and weather up next. Then we'll talk to Jay Ratliff, our aviation expert, about this whole 5G stuff.
WTAM 1100. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for pop.
8:57, back in the morning. News, sports, traffic and weather together on the 10s. Fox Updates, Scooter Reese, producer extraordinaire, alongside. We'll talk to Mark Bona. Zach Brule's got so many restaurants, going to have his own restaurant week.
Yes. Always great to hear from Mark Bona. Great stuff. Restaurant beers in downtown Cleveland.
Talk to him. Attorney Wendy Patrick will join me to a couple legal stories. The problems for Prince Andrew. You know, mom's even concerned. The queen took away a couple of his stripes.
Oh, she stripped him.
To a serving. And court cases on COVID. In Canada, they're going to charge people more if they don't get the vaccine. And there's some proposals in this country for that as well, to charge people more if you're not going to get the vaccine. Would that hold up in court? We'll talk about that and some other things. And Beju Shaw, great Cleveland partnership.
Yep, CEO of the GCP, 720.
Cranes calls him one of the newsmakers of the year.
Look out.
Beju, yes, in the morning, sir. Too. All right, thanks much. Have a good day.
I'm with Sal Spagnuolo, president of Ohio Business Machines, who's waiting to tell you...
Are you not tired of waiting for everything?